Chapter 4. Ile de Groix, Brittany, France. August 12, 1990. At the far side of the garden, beneath the shade of a gnarled oak, stood the shed that Killian used as a workshop. He had spent many hours here pursuing his passion, collecting and breeding, killing and preserving. He had constructed a rough workbench and lined the walls with shelves that were crowded with specimen jars and light traps, an insect tray, and a Tulgren funnel for trapping apterigotes. In the corner stood a rack where he kept his nets, several large ones for capturing flying creatures, a strong sweep net for sampling insects on vegetation, a pond-dipping net for catching those that lived and bred on water. He had just constructed a new pooter, two lengths of 3mm clear plastic tubing protruding from either end of a transparent plastic film canister. A small square of fine meshed cotton was taped over the end of the mouthpiece, which was inside the canister. Thus he would avoid the danger of sucking one of the insects into his mouth. Carefully he inserted the other length of tube into the glass breeding jar where gossamer-winged creatures, trapped, demented and hungry, whined and darted through the light that slanted from the window. He put the mouthpiece between his lips. A short, sharp intake of breath drew a single insect through the tube and into the canister. Killian took a large magnifying glass from the drawer and lifted the canister to the light, peering at it through the lens with some satisfaction. This was what he had wanted. A female of the Culex pipiens species, the world's most common mosquito. Unlike its malaria-carrying cousin, the Culex fed mainly on birds, although was not averse to feeding on man to spread such delights as St. Louis encephalitis and West Nile virus. It could be found on every continent on Earth, except Antarctica, and was a common irritant here on this tiny, rocky island in the unpredictable Bay of Biscay. Killian withdrew the collecting tube and sealed the hole in the lid with a square of tape. Fastidiously, he replaced the breeding jar in its heated container and cleared away his workbench. Everything had a place, and had to be in it.